We are in Simkuf Yudzayin, page 286. And whilst we've spoken previously in the earlier sermon about the, let me just get a siddur, we spoke about the first type of time-relevant changes, which is Mashivoch Moed HaGoshem, and potentially Merid Atol. Now we are discussing Borech Oleinu, the various changes that are done in the winter, in the summer, time-related seasonal changes in Borech Oleinu. So as if Aleph taught us that that there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, as we all know, that Chutz La'aretz we start saying the 4th of, or potentially the 5th of December, which is the 60th, which is in the Shulchan Aruch described as the 60th day after Tkufas Tishrei. That's when we start asking for rain. Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, Zayin Ma'acheshven. Right, this is what Sif Aleph taught us. There is a Mishnah Berurah via Sif Katan here, which we're not going to learn inside, but addresses the interesting topic of what happens if somebody is traveling, if he's in Eretz Yisrael for a bit of time. In that period, in between Zayin Cheshvan and 4th of December, however many weeks it may be, but if you're in that time in Eretz Yisrael, if you're Ben Chutz La'aretz, you're British, and you're in Eretz Yisrael in that time, what do you actually say? And similarly, vice versa, if you are Ben Eretz Yisrael and you are here to that that beginning of the winter, what do you say? Do you say like in the Roman, like the Romans, or do you stick to what you used to? So that's what Mishnah Berurah discusses. It's a very big machloikas, and it depends if you die to lach. So just as reference of it, Mishnah Berurah addresses that in Sif Katan Hei. Let's move on to Sif Beis, which is a new topic, which is based on the Gemara, discusses the topic of what happens if there is individuals living in a certain area which need rain? The entire country does not need rain at that point, or it's a specific area that needs more rain than others. Will you then say longer, v'sein talu mota livracha, or not? So there are areas that the winter needs to be longer. You need more longer time. You need rain. Does that have knock-ons in your Shemoneh Esrei, or no? Should it not affect the Shemoneh Esrei? This is what the Shulchan Aruch addresses. And the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, based on the Gemara, it's a large discussion in the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows. Yechidim, individuals, hatzrichim lemoto, who need rain, piemois hachama in the summer. Can you think of an area which is like that? I mean, I think even in Europe, in I don't know if England's forever raining.
California's always got a drought.
California, right. In England, it's not really irrelevant because, as they say, it only rains once in England, right? For about, 8 months or something. But maybe California's a good example. So what happens if you live there? Yechidim atzichim lemotu b'yemois hachama. So if you have individuals who need rain in the summer time, so it says as follows, Ein shoyalin oiser bevirkas hashanim. No, you can't, just because you personally, where you live, you need rain, you don't adjust the Shemoneh Esrei accordingly. If it's already the summer, as far as the Shemoneh Esrei is concerned, you don't adjust it according to your personal needs, that in your village, you need rain. If you personally, you do need rain, you don't change Borech Oleinu by saying v'sein talu mota livracha, you don't do that. However, you should mention it in Shemea Tefillah. If you have, we're going to see that later, personal requests are to be mentioned in Shemea Tefillah. So that goes within the category of personal request, and you're going to say, you're going to mention it, you're going to ask Hashem for that reading, Shemea Tefillah. Yes?
I thought that for Ashkenazim, it was better to make the request right before the end of Shemea.
Right. Very good. So that would be an alternative place to do it. Correct. Yes. Very good. Continue Shulchan Aruch. Moshele, very good. Ve'afilu ir gedoyla. And even if you've got a very large city, keninve, not only if you're a personal individual, that your back garden needs rain. Not only that, but even if it's a whole city. And not only if it's a city, but it's a huge city, like Nineveh. And Nineveh is brought as an example, because Nineveh is the only, well, the pasuk testifies in Sefer Yoinah that Nineveh was a ir gedoyla. It was a very large city, and the Gemara and the Mefarshim discuss, the Midrashim discuss how big actually Nineveh was. It took days to go from one side to the other of Nineveh. It must have been a really huge city. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, "Afilu gedoyla k'Nineveh." Even if you are a city as large as Nineveh, hoy eretz achas kula, a whole country that needs rain, k'moy such as Sfard b'chlolo, Spain, it appears, needs sometimes rain. Oy Ashkenaz bichlola, or if it's the whole Germany, for argument's sake, that needs rain. Ki yechidim domi, they are considered individuals. We're not going to say that everybody in Germany now is going to save a central amount of livracha, contrary to the rest of the world. Or the whole of Spain now, Spain needs rain. We're not going to adjust that in the bracha boy chaleinu. We don't adjust it, even if it's a whole country. Not only yechidim, but a country also has a din of yechidim. However, now he does say something which may be confusing. So maybe let's just start with the Ramah's words. Can you just allow to skip the two lines over here and just go to the Ramah? So that's really the point that he's making, really, the Ramah, is that, that if you have a country that, say, Spain, say, California, maybe a unit of a country. So you have a whole very large area that needs rain. So it is true that we don't adjust it in Shemoneh Esser. We don't say, if the whole country needs rain, we don't. However, if you did say the Saint Talo Motel Ivrocha in that particular country, which really is a desperate need for rain, and it was a situation which was really bitter, says the Rama over here, if you did do that, don't do that lechatchila. But b'di'evet, if it happened, you won't have to be chayzer shmoneh eser. That's really what it boils down to. Let me just go back to Shulchan Aruch line before. Umiyu, him beretz achas kulo atzichim motu b'moy sechamo. Tov ayochit. If you live in a country like that, which needs rain in the summer, tov ayochit, a person made a mistake, and he did v'shal moto bebirkas hashanim. He did say in Baruch Aleinu. He did say in Baruch Aleinu v'sent al moto mistakenly. Im roitze choiza. If he wants to, he goes back. Mispal b'teras nedava. He can say, but he can add the shmona es and make an additional shmona es if he mistakenly says v'sent al moto v'achom. Peloy she'ela bebirkas hashanim. He can say bebirkas nedava. He can say tefillas nedava, and he doesn't add in bebirkas hashanim. But really, the bottom line that is brought out of here, that's what I mentioned just a minute ago. Havol einu mechuv lachzu klali. He doesn't have to be choiza. That's really the bottom line. So again, just to recap in one sentence what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Shulchan Aruch says that whilst it is true that if you have a personal need of rain, or if a whole city needs rain, or in fact a whole country needs rain, we don't adjust that in the B'Sein Talamot Livracha, we don't. We stick to the rest of the world. However, Bedi Evet, if you did do that, and there was a desperate need for rain, you're not choiza. You don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esser. Does that make sense, Abba Isai? That's really the bottom line of the Ramah according to... Does that make sense? Okay. Continues the Ramah in Siv Gimel. One point I want to add over here. I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah mentioned over here. It's an interesting marimokim. Abba Isai, if a person lives in a... If there is an atziras kshamim, Rabbi Isai, chas v'sholem, a place that doesn't have rain, you know, every now and then it happens in Eretz Yisrael, cholila, there's no rain, and it's a desert, and the summer goes in, and it gets, you know, there's no rain in the winter, and there's no rain coming in the winter, and people waiting, there's just no rain coming. Then there's sometimes atziras tefillah, people are going out and davening, especially for rain. You know the importance of rain, obviously. So can you do that kind of tefillah? A special tefillah and said you'd give him midas of rachamim and kapitach tehillim specifically for rain on Shabbos. Can you, okay, you know, we know that generally on Shabbos you're not allowed to daven these kind of tefillah, but if it comes to rain in such these kind of circumstances, would you be allowed to make a tefillah as rabim on Shabbos for rain? Generally, we do Mondays and Thursdays. You're quite right. Chayni Chamishi. However, if there is a need, it's still not coming. Would you be able to get people together and say Kapit Lech Tehillim on Shabbos for rain? You're saying that sounds like from your answer that you feel that it wouldn't be right. What do you think? We're not mamash holding Pikuach Nefesh. Not well. It says rain. Of course, it's always Pikuach Nefesh, but it's not Pikuach Nefesh now. Now, this minute. Okay, it depends how bad. What do you think, Tana? for Rabbim. He's saying for Rabbim would be allowed. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, and it's interesting that he points that out over here, it may appear that it's a little bit shloibim koim, but Mishnah Berurah says, ובשבס וראש חודש ויומטב, מזכיר ניוד גמול מידס ואומר מזמור תהילים של מותו כדיסו בסידורים. He says, yes, you can. Yes, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You can even say you'd give a little bit of Zerachamim in Mizmor Tehillim, as printed in Sidurim. Yes, the answer is straight out. Mishnah Berurah says it is permitted. If needed, it's permitted. I want to mention just over here very briefly that the poskim of the last 50 years have been addressing the point of what happens in the Southern Hemisphere. You're going to correct me now because I'm not very don't know much about this. But it sounds like the rain period is a different time of, I mean, the poskim speak about Australia and New Zealand, to maybe other areas, don't know about South Africa, Miami, the different part, right. So what happens there, about the bakosha of the same Tal or Motel Ivrocha, when it would appear that it's not the right season? Do you adjust it accordingly or not? How was it in Miami? Did you daven like the rest of the world? Or like the rest of the world? Although, how did it go? That in the winter it was, how did it go? That normally, what was the point? That the winter months were
mild.
In the summer, right. Okay, how is it in South Africa?
Rains in July, August.
July, August, right. Okay, so I don't know why it's got to be Southern Hemisphere. I'm sure you could be able to explain it to me. But apparently it's got to be Southern, being in Southern Hemisphere. Is that true? I don't know why it is like that. Can somebody shed light?
Winter in Europe and North America is going to be summer.
Oh, right.
Venezuela.
But why has it got to do with Southern Hemisphere as opposed to Northern Hemisphere? Why is that?
It's 23 and a half degree inclination.
And therefore?
The Earth is not going around the sun like that.
Right. Oh, right. I got you. Yes, I understood. Very good. Okay, so the poskim discussed that. Should you adjust accordingly? So it's very much based on the Shulchan Aruch of here. Should you adjust the same Talmud Motto Rivocha in the summer month? Because that's really when is realistically the time that it should be raining. So, I don't know what the general, you should say. So the poskim say that although there was a bit of discussion 100 years ago, from some poskim they did mention it. However, the consensus nowadays is definitely that one shouldn't change under any circumstance. One should daven as prescribed in Shulchan Aruch over here. Okay, Siv Gimel. If a person would daven today for saying talu motel ivrocha instead of a saying brocha, a person mentions rain today in the summer month, says Shulchan Aruch, machzirin oisoy, you have to go back Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Yisai, this is why those days straight after Pesach, besides the fact that it's just really important to remember, you don't say the same, or in fact from Chol HaMoed already, you have to ensure to really make sure not to say the same brocha. To say the same bracha, because the person says the same talo motel ivrocha during Boruch Aleinu from first days on Pesach onward, Shulchan Aruch says, im shal moto, if a person asks for rain, p'imoy sachama, in the days of the summer, machzir en oisef, to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. You're not yotze.
When I asked for that lush of machzir en oisef, it sounds like they make him repeat. So who's the they?
It's a nusach that is generally used. It's not just here. Machzir en oisef, it's that, I don't know if it's Chazal, I don't know who he's referring to, but Machzir, you'd expect to say Choyza. But it's quite a common Nusach. I'm not sure where it comes from, but that's generally the Nusach. Yeah. Okay. The opposite case, page 288, Siv Dalet. Him Loishal Motu B'Moisak Shomim. If a person did not ask for rain in the winter, again, he also has to go back. Although he said tal, avalim shal motov veloy tal en machzir noisoy. Avalim shal motov veloy shal tal en machzir noisoy. Okay, now this is going. If a person says, so we learned. Do you remember we spoke about nusach sfar? Rabbi Yisai, about morid atal. What do we say that if somebody doesn't say mashav ochem eda goshem, but he says morid atal over here? What do we say? In the winter, Rabbi Yisai. What's the halacha? He's no ma'akev. He doesn't have to go back. What happens if somebody says Morid Atal over here, but he says over here, V'sein Bracha, in the winter? Do you get the shaila? A person in the winter, he says Morid Atal, he's a Nusach Sfar person, but over here, he says V'sein Bracha. He repeats Shmoneh Esrei, yes or no? Yes? Yes? No? No? So the Shulchan Aruch said that's precisely the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch over here. Although it is true that we learned that over here, if a person is a merit atal, he saved his skin, and he doesn't have to repeat Shema Nesa, that is true. But that's not going to help, says the Shulchan Aruch, if a person gets to Boruch Aleinu, instead of saying Boruch Aleinu. It does not help. Im loy shal moto be moisak shom, im achzirin ois afo pisha shal tal. It does not help. He need to say, if a Boruch Aleinu, he will need to say it. That's what, you need to say moto. You need to say moto. Sifhei, im loy shal moto ve niska kodim shumei atfilo. Now we're going, what happens if he remembers a drop late? If he remembers a drop late, what happens then? Okay, so he now did not say in the winter, he did not say v'sein talo moto livrocha. He didn't say it. He went right through v'sein brocha. And he carried on, tka b'shoifo, and he carried on ashiva shoifteinu, and he carried on v'lamal shinim, and he carried on atzadikim, l'ushalayim, esemach, shmakoleinu. And he suddenly remembers. What should he do now? What does he do now? Rabbi said, what should he do? Suddenly remembers. What does he do? What does he do? Goes back. Says Shulchan Aruch. Im loy shal moto. He did not ask for rain. Venizkar, and he remembers koidim shemeat tefilo. If he remembers before the bracha of shemeat tefilo, shema koleinu. Ein machzirin oisoy. You don't go back. Veshoel b'shemeat tefilo. But he does ask in shemeat tefilo. Now he just adds in brackets. If it's a day that you say Aneinu, you're going to be adding it over here before Aneinu. However, if you only remember after Shemiat Tefillah, you said already, you're up to here already, you said already Shemiat Tefillah, you finished Shemiat Tefillah, then, if you, as long as you didn't finish Shemana Esa, you're going to go back to Boruch Aleinu, Boruch Aleinu, you're going to go back to Boruch Aleinu. But im Oka Raglov, if you stepped back already, you completed your Shemana Esa, Choyza L'Rosh HaTfilah, you have to press F5. Yeah, is that what it is? F5? Reset? F5?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to start Shemana Esa all over again. And if you completed your Shemana Esa, and you don't normally say special tachnunim at the end of Shemana Esa, half al pisha dai lo karaglov kakurim dom, it's considered once you're up to the end of Shemana Esa, it's considered if you step back. You don't have to physically step back. If you're up to that stage, it's considered if you step back. And if you remembered after you said Shemiat Tefillah, before you said Retzei, you can actually add V'sein Talamot at that point, and you go back to Retzei. So just to recap what we just learned now. Rabbi Yisai, a person who said V'sein Brocha in the winter, what does he do? So the halacha is the Shulchan Aruch. If you remember here, where's Boruch Aleinu gone now? Right. As long as you remember all over here, you have to then say V'sein Talo Mota Livracha, but you add then V'sein Talo Mota Livracha. You will add then in there V'sein Talo Mota Livracha. If you're up to Shemiat Tefillah, you're going to add it over here. Not then and there. In other words, you added over in Shemiat Tefillah. You're going to be adding over here unless you've reached already Shemiat Tefillah. You're up to here already. Then the halacha is you go back to Boruch Aleinu. You will go back to Boruch Aleinu. That's what you're going to say the correct nosach. If you are past that, you're past that already, and you're up to the end of Shemana Esa, after up to from this point onwards already that you finished Sim Sholem or Sholem Rav, you're up to here already, and Vachzama B'Sholem, here it's considered you finished your Shemana Esa already, and you actually have to start Shemana Esa again. Does that make sense, Abayi Sai? Yeah? Okay. The Mishnah Berurah explains exactly what does that mean? Where do you actually add V'sein Talo Moto Livracha? We said that if you remember it before Shemiat Tefillah, you're going to You're going to add an inch of my atfila. How do you do that? For shoyl b'shem my atfila, says the Mishnah Bosef Kotten Tezayin, Roi Tzalem b'vikas shmakoleinu, in the tfila of shmakoleinu, you're going to add it, koidem ke'ato shemea, before the words ke'ato shemea, shemesukenes lishol b'kol ha'bakoshes, anybody can add any bakosha, and there as well, you can say the bakosha of the same talam or to live. Och, come on, see me kuf you test. Have a glass cause mashivuach. With regards to mashivuach, come along the elk, him kuf you dalim shocha choiza. He won't help. You cannot add mashivuach at that point. Mishum das kor, sheva chuv en mikoim a bezu aboch, mishu kenis lebakosha. So the point is as follows, Rabbi Yisai. The Mishnah is teaching us over here a very subtle point. When it comes to the bracha of the same talam or to live rocha, it's not really critical where you say it. Rabbi Yisai, does that make sense what I'm saying? When there is a halacha that you need to ask Hashem for rain, and normally we say it in Baruch Aleinu, but it's not really me'akev where you say it. So it could happen that you say Baruch Aleinu, you say in the same bracha, and you can still save Yishmon Eser. Yes, you need to say the same talam motel livracha, but it doesn't intrinsically need to be in the bracha Baruch Aleinu. Therefore, if you're going to say it later in Shema Aleinu, that's fine. Happy days, it's fine. Because you requested rain. You said, Mashvach Moed HaGoshem, and that's fine. It's true. Once you've missed Shema Koleinu, then it's too late, and you'll have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. But it's not intrinsically necessary to say it in Baruch Aleinu, as opposed to Mashvach Moed HaGoshem. When it comes to Mashvach Moed HaGoshem, he needs to be before the middle brochas. He needs to be before the emtzayis, and therefore, once you've gone into it, and you've missed Mashvach Moed HaGoshem, you have to be chosen, you have to start again Shemoneh Esrei. However, so does that make sense? It's a subtle point. Does that make sense? Shall I just go over it again? It already makes sense? Yeah? Okay, there's an intrinsic difference between Mashivoch Meid HaGoshem and the same Talmud Motel Livocha. Mashivoch Meid HaGoshem needs to be in where it is. It needs to be in Mechayim Esim. It needs to be there. It needs to, Mashivoch needs to be there. And therefore, if you missed Mechayim Esim, you need to start Shemoneh Esrei again in the winter. Because, why is it Dafka to Mechayim Esim? Because Mishnah Berurah told us earlier that it's linked. Tchias HaMesim is linked to Kshomim. Kshomim is linked to Tchias HaMesim. It needs to be there. As opposed to the same Talmud Motel Livocha, just a kium of Tash. We need to ask for rain. So fine, so no, the norm natural. Well, so you're right. The ideal place is that, but it's not Akev. Because you need to ask for rain. You need to ask for rain. So the natural place is to say it in Panosa. But if you're saying Shema Kolein, that's fine as well. Does that make sense? Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, if a person forgets in Baruch Aleinu, he forgets to say the same Talmud Motel Livocha, he's not necessarily Choyza. It depends where he's up to. Sometimes he can just add it in Shema Aleinu. Yeah? Okay, yeah. Okay, good. Right. Okay, let's start in Kuf Yud Ches, Chasim Asbik as Hashiva. Siv Aleph, Hashiva Shevteinu, with regards to the Baruch of Hashiva Shevteinu, the Chasima, its ending is Melech Oyev Tzoka Mishpat, the king who loves justice and righteousness. Tzoka Mishpat. Who may Rosh Hashanah, perform Rosh Hashanah Adiyem Kippurim, the Aserim Mitzuba. Choisem ba Melech Hamishpat, you need to say Amelech Hamishpat. We need to say Amelech, and as we're going to see, that it is Mitzmakev. Mishnah Berurah says something interesting that in Sifkot and Beis says Hamelech Hamishpat b'shnei hein. You need to say one hey Hamelech and the other hey Hamishpat. You need to say it Hamelech Hamishpat. V'izor b'zeon should be careful to say Hamelech Hamishpat ki yesh am d'lo yotza, because you may not be yotza if you said Melech Hamishpat or Hamelech Mishpat, you may not be yotza. Mikolmok b'diavad imam Melech Hamishpat lo yachzor. It could be b'diavad, you know, it's not ma'akev, but you certainly, there are days who holds that you're not yotza. So you need to ensure to say Hamelech Hamishpat. The boy said, what happens to a person who's got OCD and is really, really concerned about missing Hamelech Hamishpat nasez him etchuba, and therefore he says it all year round? Just in case. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Aleph, Hamelech Oyev, v'im Oyev b'chol Lashon Hamelech Hamishpat, if you say the whole year round, Hamelech Hamishpat, Oy, Hokel Hamishpat, Yotze, Yoyotze. So yes, okay, so if you're really, really concerned about Yishmen Es and says Yimetshuva, you may have the Yotze over here. If you're Yotze, you're Yotze by saying Hamelech Hamishpat the whole year round. Okay, the Ramah says over here the following, Im Oma Hamelech Oyev, Tzoka Mishpat. Interesting combination. If a person says Melech Oyev Tzoka Mishpat, hence you don't have to repeat in Nasesim Mitzvah because you said the word Melech. The critical word is Melech. You said it. So therefore you're going to be Yotze. So the critical point is that you need to say, you need to say the word Hamelech. If you made this bizarre combination of Hamelech, Oyev, Tzedakah, Mishpat, you're Yotze B'dyavet. But if you said Oyev, Melech Oyev, so the point being that you need to say the word Hamelech. Right, and then you're going to be Yotze B'dyavet. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight, we started learning about the Yechidim being the same din of whether you are an individual person requesting rain in the summer, or even if you are a large city, or even if you're a whole country, you should not be adjusting in the summer your Borei Choleinu, the same Talamot, you shouldn't be adjusting it according to your own personal needs. You should be going through the rest of the world. But the Evet, we learned, you're not Chozer if there was a real need. We learned in Siv Gimel that the Mishnah Berurah also said that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you're allowed to say Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim in Tehillim for rain. Siv Gimel taught us that if a person said V'sein Talamot Levracha in the summer, he's not Yotzei Shemen Esrei. We learned that if a person said V'sein Talamot Levracha, if he didn't say V'sein Talamot Levracha, but he said Morid Atal, it's not going to help him. We learned also if a person said, fulfilled to say V'sein Talamot Livracha in Baruch Aleinu, he can't say it in Shemea Tfilo as a second chance. If he missed that, he should start Shemea Esrei again. And finally, we learned about Mashiva Shofteinu, that in Asesim Mitzvah, a person has to mention Hamelech HaMishpat, but the evidence is not Yotze, unless he said the word Hamelech. Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. More on that. We'll be continuing Simkuf, your test tomorrow, Mitzvah.